Today's episode is titled, An App That Kills.
Podcasting from Boise, Idaho,
you're listening to The Cyber Chronicles with cybersecurity evangelist Nate Long. Having walked through the valley of the shadow of the internet for 21 years, Nate is using his expertise to make cybersecurity available to everyone.
Connected medical devices could kill you. Every week, my employer holds a new employee orientation where I host a 30-minute conversation on the topic of cybersecurity. True to form, I take an aware, care, prepare approach. We must know what is happening around us. We must be in tune with why it is important to us as individuals. And we must know what on earth we can do to thrive in this digital reality we all inhabit. Each week, one of the things I make sure to highlight is the reality of what I refer to as digital health. What I mean by that is the impressive degree to which our health is now digitally integrated. Let's start looking at this in a simple fashion. When was the last time a health professional took your temperature with an old-school glass and mercury thermometer? Personally, I can't recall. It extends, of course, to where that temperature reading is stored. The office I frequent records my vitals on an iPad. That iPad transmits my data over wireless to a database that lives in the cloud. That's someone else's servers in someone else's data center, accessible via the public internet. The information in my health records is then synced with Apple Health so that I can access my records on my phone, which effectively means that access to my health records are protected by a 6-digit PIN and/or my fingerprint. But rather than focus on all the opportunities for ingress that scenario presents, today I plan to focus on the even more integrated reality of digital health. Let's talk about insulin pumps. A 2017 CDC report indicates that more than 100 million U.S. adults are now living with diabetes or pre-diabetes. Approximately 350,000 of those folks use an insulin pump. Only 58,220 Americans died in the Vietnam War, so we're talking about a very significant number of vulnerable people. You're probably wondering, what's the cybersecurity issue with insulin pumps? I'm glad you're thinking that. Let's pick on the Medtronic MiniMed and MiniMed Paradigm insulin pumps because they've been in the news. To be clear, however, the larger issue exists with any device implanted or connected to a patient that also contains a connection to any network or wireless communication signal. The specific vulnerability may not yet have been discovered or demonstrated, but the potential exists, and we can confidently assume it's only a matter of time before they're exploited. So, what am I talking about? 2 years ago, researchers from QED Security Solutions discovered a vulnerability in the Medtronic devices that enabled remote control of the pumps, including delivering the entire dose of insulin at one time, a vulnerability with lethal consequences. The researchers contracted Medtronic to inform them about what they had discovered and involved the Food and Drug Administration and the Department of Homeland Security. But after months and months of discussion, Medtronic simply would not fix the problem. Understandably irritated that Medtronic wasn't taking the safety of diabetes patients seriously, the researchers decided they would have to resort to designing an Android app that could be used to take control of any innocent bystander's Medtronic insulin pump. An Android app with the potential to kill. How lovely. I guess that's what it takes sometimes, because as of June of this year, Medtronic has announced a replacement program. While I haven't highlighted the issue here, the same problem exists with pacemakers. Furthermore, consider how many monitoring devices are going into the homes of technology-challenged patients with auto-enabled network connectivity, designed to report back on their vital statistics to remote healthcare professionals providing critical care not available to these also often transportation-challenged patients. You can see the challenge here. Connectivity and data can be used for phenomenal good, but also have the potential to be exploited to horrific consequence. Now let me be crystal clear. I'm not highlighting this scenario in order to suggest that we ought to stop technologically innovating in healthcare, nor that we should stop connecting healthcare to the world. No, I'm suggesting that the progress of technology often produces unanticipated challenges we must proactively address. We cannot do so if we aren't aware of what faces us. So, consistent with the approach I hope is becoming familiar to you by now, what can we do to prepare? This situation is a bit more far afield than those I frequently address, meaning that there is a limit to what we as individuals can do to protect ourselves, as much of the responsibility will fall on manufacturers and healthcare providers. Nevertheless, there is a role each of us can play, both in practicing personal cybersecurity hygiene and in urging those we interact with at providers, insurers, and manufacturers to be proactive in their approach to ensuring not just that our heart, our blood sugar, or our blood pressure are safe, but also that our privacy, personal details, and our identity are safe. Here's some recommendations. Use at least a 6-digit PIN to secure your mobile phone. Use a dedicated, encrypted email address for all medical communication. This could be the same address you use for other sensitive info, like financial data, especially since communication with a medical office or insurer may contain either or both medical and financial info. Use unique, randomly generated, minimum 16-character passwords for each and every account. This means you will have to utilize a password manager. We'll talk about those in the forthcoming episode, Passwords on Steroids. Wherever appropriate, go ahead and ask the question, is my information encrypted in transit and at rest? Let every medical professional you interact with know that this is on your radar, that you're concerned about it. Don't be argumentative, bossy, or annoying, but ask the question. Awareness is the most powerful weapon in our collective arsenal. If you or a loved one is getting an insulin pump, a pacemaker, or some other connected medical device, ask whether the communication to that device is encrypted. In the case of the Medtronic insulin pumps, the radio communication from the remote control fobs and the pumps themselves was unencrypted and easily intercepted. If you or a loved one has an existing Medtronic insulin pump, check out the link that I've included in the show notes to ensure that you or they will be a part of the replacement program. Finally, begin to foster a new paradigm. Healthcare, along with everything else, is now a digital reality. It's not coming, it's here. What are the ramifications of that reality? How do we need to begin to change how we think about the practice of medicine, our personal habits, etc.? Here's an example. Has your high schooler enabled the connection to Apple Health on their iPhone? If so, how many of their friends have the PIN code to their phone? If you haven't asked this question, you should. The frequency, especially among high school-age young ladies, is staggering. And one last thing. My personal specialty is meta-trends, the big picture and high-level strategy. The flip side of that coin is that practical on-the-ground suggestions are not my greatest strength. So let's make this a community effort. If you have some good, practical suggestions, please send them my way. If you're listening to this, you can use the Send Voice Message button on the homepage for this podcast. If you look in the notes for this episode, you'll find multiple different links about the particulars of this Medtronic insulin pump issue, what happened, what has been reported, what you can do about it, etc.
Join us next time for Passwords on Steroids.